The scripture today comes from the book of the Exodus, from 12:14. This day shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord. Throughout your generations you shall observe it as an ordinance forever. From God's mouth to Moses' ear. This is the real beginning of worship for the children of Israel, isn't it? They were told to remember and keep it forever as an ordinance. What's an ordinance? I looked it up. It's a command. It's a decree. It's an official command and decree. And for us, the Passover became the beginning of our being church, isn't it? That same Passover feast that Moses presented to the children of Israel as an ordinance forever, that's what this table is. That's what this table is. This is the table of remembrance. What did Jesus tell them? Do this in remembrance of me. Our religion is around what that table represents. You remember what religion really means, right? Tithe comes from the same word that ligament comes from. Religion literally means being tied to God. So our religion itself is built on memorial, memory, remembering. This book is a record of memories, is it not? Written down by we don't know how many people over we don't know how many centuries, but we do know that it records the spiritual journey of a people. And they remembered, passed the stories on, and wrote them down. I really appreciate y'all sharing your memories of church this morning. They were significantly more spiritual than mine. I was raised on a farm outside of Lubbock, and we didn't go to church except when I went in to spend the night on Saturday night with Cousin Larry. You know, I've told you about crazy Cousin Chuck. Well, Cousin Larry was just slightly saner than Chuck. He got me into and out of most of the trouble I was gotten into as a young boy. I don't think I went to church much before I was 8 or 9, and Larry was 10 or 11. And his parents, and this is a lesson for you parents, his parents would take us to Sunday school. Big mistake, because Larry, being 12 at the time, had a certain independent streak in him. So we would go in the front door of the Sunday school and out the back door. And the church was on 33rd Street, and on 34th Street was the only grocery store that was open on Sunday. And we would go into the grocery store, spend the quarters that we had brought for the Sunday school offering about half the time. Then we would come back into church and meet his parents at worship and sit down and behave ourselves for that hour. That explains a lot, doesn't it, now that you've heard that story? Do not take and drop your kids off to Sunday school. Go with them, for heaven's sakes. Memory is so very powerful in our lives. Our shared memories tie us together as a people, don't they? They literally do. Our shared memories are what bonds us with each other. In this church, there are so many shared memories. This Memorial Day binds us together as a nation, does it not? Memory is so very powerful. It binds us together, and it also can be an instruction manual for the future, can it not? Do you know, a huge mistake was almost made in the first century church, one that I fear would have doomed the young church to being a footnote in history. When Paul, and you look in 1 Corinthians and you see the words of institution for this table on the night that he was betrayed. Remember those words? Okay. That's in 1 Corinthians, and Paul was bringing that to the church in Corinth, who was, remember we talked before about how much trouble Corinth was. Well, they had more trouble than you can even imagine, because there was a huge split in the church. Part of the church wanted to stay Jewish, and part of the church wanted to let these new Gentiles in. Now, the definition of the word Gentile is anyone who is not Jewish. Okay? So there was a huge split in that early church. Paul saw himself as the apostle to the Gentiles. And in the end, when he went back to Jerusalem and he argued with Peter and James and John and the others, they finally discovered that he was right. And so Gentiles came into that early church. Without Paul, I fear that we would be a minor sect of the Jewish faith even to this day. So it can be an instruction manual for the future. We want to be open as a church. We do not want doctrine to keep you out because your doctrine doesn't agree with our doctrine. No, we disciples believe that each individual has the right and the responsibility to read Scripture and interpret it for herself or himself. It's as simple as that. That basically came from Paul's acknowledgement. Memory can also be highly motivational, can it? It really can. You know that it can, that memories can, but, well, both positively and negatively, right? There is an old prayer that came out of the early Southwest, and this the preacher put it this way. He was either from Lubbock or Floydada, maybe Muleshoe. Someone here didn't know where Floydada was, and I was sort of insulted being from Lubbock. But he prayed like this. He said, "Lord, I ain't what I ought to be. Lord, I ain't what I'm gonna be. But thank you, Lord, that I ain't what I used to be." It can be highly motivational. Memory, like every other faculty, also comes with an inherent danger, does it not? There is a very technical term for this danger that's associated with memory. It's called being stuck. When memory's hold on us is too strong, we attempt to, as best we can, live in the past where it's comfortable. You know you've done that. You know you've done that. I myself am not a tech dinosaur. I've made my way up to tech woolly mammoth. And part of it is that it's not comfortable for me. Some people like Bill and others, even though Bill and I are the same age, well, Bill is older than I am technically. But he is at home in the tech world because he hasn't resisted. We try to stay in the past where it's comfortable. When memories hold on to us too strong, we are personally threatened by change and newness because it's uncomfortable. When memories hold on to us too strong, we are tempted to utter those seven words that can stop a church in its tracks from moving into the uncertain, uncomfortable future. You know those seven words. I don't hear them here very often. Maybe it's because you don't think I'll listen to them anyway. We've never done it that way before. Yeah. When that is the sum total of an argument against a new idea, oh my goodness. Remember that split I told you about in the early church? There were some of those who said, we've never done it that way before. We cannot let those Gentiles in. It will be the ruin of us. Memory is so very important in our individual lives and in the corporate lives of the church. What I truly believe that God desires for us is that our memories of the past and our dreams for the future will be lived out in this present moment, moving us forward. I've run out of time. Amen.